flavor.
If you're a writer from one of these smaller countries of Europe, writing in a language spoken by a few million, or maybe just a few hundred thousand people, your chances of finding an international readership are almost non-existent. The organization Literature Across Frontiers has been working to address the balance, helping to draw attention to writers from all corners of the continent, and above all, fighting to get their work published and translated internationally. At the recent Bookworld Book Fair in Prague, the driving force behind the organization, Alexandra Büchler, chaired a fascinating discussion involving four young writers from smaller European countries. Afterwards, they all joined me to talk about some of the themes that came up, and I recorded our conversation.
My name is Polona Glavan. I come from Slovenia. I'm a novelist and a short story writer.
My name is Roman Simic Bodrožić. I'm a short story writer from Croatia.
My name is Clara Tsopardi. I come from Malta, and I write short stories and books for children.
I'm Christos Chrysopoulos. I'm from Greece. I give lessons on how not to work.
How do you give lessons on how not to work?
Well, I make another person's job to make a living for me, so I give them things to do, like read.
So you write?
Yes, I do.
And you're all brought here together by Alexandra Büchler, who is featured on Czech Books before. Tell me, what's going on here?
We have brought quite a number of writers this year to Prague, to the Prague Book Fair. There are some official reasons. One is that the Czech Republic is holding the presidency of the European Union Council. So this year's program of the festival and book fair is actually dedicated to literature from Europe, and that means literature from all corners of Europe. When we were putting the program together, we actually saw that it would be interesting to bring mainly young writers to get a kind of fresh perspective on what writing in Europe is about now.
We have one writer here who has work translated into Czech. Polona, how did that come about?
It was the initiative of a translator who is a lecturer of Slovenian here in Prague University, and he follows Slovenian writing out of interest, and he liked my work. That was basically it, so he proposed it to the publisher, and publisher accepted.
And what has been translated?
My first novel, A Night in Europe. It's a bit romantic story about traveling, being young.
We're sitting around the table now. You're aptly enough sitting next to your geographical neighbour, a young writer from Croatia, Roman. What do you write about?
I write about people. It's a tough question. I cannot...
Well, one of the things you said in the discussion that's just ended, you talked about the impact of the war when Yugoslavia was disintegrating, and how that, you described it as a tsunami that shifted the entire universe that people were living in the former Yugoslavia. In what way?
I think the changes are obvious. Those who previously seemed the biggest are the smallest, in fact, you know. So we split from the rest of Yugoslavia, you know, we have a new currency. But what exactly changed are us, you know. So it's all the series of little ruptures that you can trace if you have very, very, very sensitive instrument, you know, and writers normally have it. So that instrument, in my case, is ready to follow those changes inside relationships, in love, in parenthood, in the way how you raise your children, you know. So that's what I'm after, and I don't know how successfully, but, you know, I do it.
Polona, is that something that figures in your writing as well, given that Slovenia went through, albeit very briefly, also a war, an armed conflict in the beginning of the 1990s?
No, I can't really say that it's present in our literature, war as such, but maybe as some aftermath of it. The relations with our neighbors and the transition, economic transition, I think that would be more prominent, you know, how our value system changed. So you can connect that with the war in a way.
And there are only 2 million Slovenians. Slovenia joined the European Union in 2004. There are 300,000 Maltese. Malta joined the European Union at the same time. So, Claire, has that changed your life significantly? Because, I mean, here in the Czech Republic, I don't think most of us feel that our lives have been spectacularly changed since 2004.
No, I don't think it has changed significantly. Well, apart from the currency, of course, and apart from some other things, as things going up in prices. But no, it hasn't changed.
And you write in what really is very much a minority language in Europe, in Maltese. Presumably that brings the advantage of knowing your readership, but it also brings the disadvantage of limiting your readership.
Yeah, this is very true. I write in Maltese. I decide to write in Maltese, and I write for a few hundreds. It's an advantage, as you say, because I know my readership, and I know what I want to say to them. I'm not afraid of saying anything, and even of the way I write it. But, yeah, it's a disadvantage because no other man can read it. However, thanks to LAF, I guess, some of my stories have been translated and published, and one of them has been translated in Czech as well.
And you mentioned LAF there. That's Literature Across Frontiers, which is actually you, isn't it, Alexandra?
Well, it's not quite me. It's a network of organizations. It's a network of individuals. And it's basically an organization or a platform, I should say, or whose mission is to promote the diversity of European writing and bring out of the cold, I should say, writing that is not really so well known, but it's because it's written in small languages. So we really try to somehow fight against this notion that European writing means really, you know, British, French, German possibly, or Italian or Spanish.
You're listening to Czech Books on Radio Prague with a discussion with Alexandra Büchler from the Czech Republic, Polono Glavan from Slovenia, Roman Simic Bodrožić from Croatia, Claire Azopardi from Malta, and Chris Chrysopoulos from Greece.
Chris, you were described during the podium discussion a few minutes ago as the odd one out, and this was mainly because of the way you write. Alexandra said something that was interesting, that you wrote in Greek, but she said that she felt it could have been written in English originally. And it was something that she said she didn't feel about the other writers who were present in the discussion.
Well, yes, on the surface, it's, I think, possibly true, because a lot of my work is set at places which are non-Greek. They have non-Greek references. My latest novel is about an American poet, Laura Ryden Jackson, and her relationship to Robert Graves. But literature always had this possibility to cross borders, and works of literature have affinities that they create by themselves. It's an interesting thing. When you were talking about lesser spoken languages, everyone thinks that they want to be international. Well, one of the tricks is try to be local in an interesting way. And for a while, I moonshined as a visiting scholar in the States, and I was living with an Indian writer. And he was from Mumbai, and he was writing in Marathi, which is the local language. And as I was joking with him, I said, well, I don't need to be international. I don't need to be translated in all parts of the world. Just get me translated in Mumbai itself. It's a city of 10 million people, so that will do it.
That's about the population of Greece, isn't it?
Exactly.
And I'd like to ask you another question, given that we're here in the Czech Republic, which is a Slav country. We've got here around the table two writers from Slav countries, two writers from Mediterranean, non-Slav countries. Do you feel any kind of literary Slavonic identity when you're here in Prague?
What I feel actually is the more Central European identity, as opposed to Mediterranean or like Southern European. Like the tradition of Kafka, for instance, is our own tradition. I can't understand Czech, but I think it's political and historical identity that I can feel here.
Roman.
Yeah, I could agree with Polona. I cannot think about some real pool of Slavic themes or approaches to literary text or to the world. You know, I think it's all mixed up, you know.
And what about in relationship to Serbia, where you have virtually the same language? Is there an overlap in the readership and in the market?
It used to be completely different before the war. I don't know, would Polona agree with me, because Slovenian situation is a bit different because they have a language of their own and language apart in a sense. But it was quite normal for me to enter the bookstore and buy a book of Serbian author and read it almost or as it was a Croatian author. And now it's not such a normal thing. There is a gap between two literatures. It's not simply political. There are lots of very practical reasons why we are not following the scene back there, or why they are not following the scene of ours. But I think that the gap is kind of diminishing, yeah. And the moment when the price of the book in Serbia and Croatia would be more or less the same, and when people forget the things that were in the past, maybe it would be a bit different. But I think that Serbian literature, for example, in Croatia functions like in some kind of no man's land, you know. It's not our literature and it's not foreign literature. So we don't dub their movies, but also they are not our movies.
Chris mentioned the fact that his writing isn't necessarily set in Greece. There are lots of references outside the Greek literary context. Claire, writing in Maltese, would that be feasible, or would that be something that you would do in your writing as well, or do you stick very much to a local literary and geographical context in your writing?
Yeah, I guess so. I do stick to a local, although not necessarily Maltese characters, but local and geographical context, yes.
When you say that, I mean, it's very interesting because you mentioned the fact that there is today a very large non-Maltese community in Malta.
Yes, it's true. We have many regular immigrants coming over and staying, and it's, you know, culture is changing nowadays. They bring over their culture, their traditions. It's interesting to meet these people and to listen to their narratives and write about them.
You've all had a long day here at the literary trade fair, Bookworld, here in Prague. So I'd like to thank the four of you. That's Claire Azopardi from Malta, Chris Chrysopoulos from Greece, Roman Simic from Croatia, and Polona Glavan from Slovenia. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
And as I said, thank you to everybody. Of course, I forgot to say thank you to the person who, thanks to whom this encounter has taken place at all. That's Alexandra Büchler. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, David.
And good luck with your future projects.
Many thanks.